There was dancing, fireworks, and a ballistic missile launch. North Korea brought in the new year not just with festivities, but also by firing what it called its super large multiple rocket launcher. Officials showed off the systems on Saturday, capping a six-day meeting of the ruling Workers' Party in which they laid out their goals for 2023. Kim Jong-un said 30 such systems were ready to be deployed to, quote, overwhelm the enemy, South Korea. Pyongyang also warned it would significantly increase the production of tactical nuclear weapons.
The current situation highlights the necessity to mass produce tactical nuclear weapons and calls for an exponential increase of the country's nuclear arsenal.
North Korea declared itself a nuclear state in September, calling its program irreversible and not up for negotiation. In announcements made on Sunday, a new intercontinental ballistic missile system would also be built with a quick nuclear counterstrike mission. Likely to run on solid fuel, it was already on Kim Jong-un's wish list of military modernizations outlined in its five-year plan, along with a nuclear-powered submarine. Analysts say reports so far suggest despite strides made, 2022 was a still unfulfilled year of military targets for Pyongyang, and that North Korea would forge forward while intimidating South Korea. In response, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said Seoul stood ready to punish any provocation by the North. His defense ministry warned any attempt to use nuclear weapons would spell the end of Kim Jong-un's government. Eunice Kim, Al Jazeera, Seoul.